Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 20th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. We'll start today with some developer news. First is a new change that will require apps to receive app approval from App Store Review before editing text in the What's New update field, or for changing the support and marketing URLs listed on the App Store. The change will take place starting in April and prevents malicious users from abusing those fields, but it also prevents developers from fixing typos or highlighting new features without submitting a new app version. Second is a new partnership between Apple and IBM that lets developers build apps using Apple's Core ML local machine learning tools and IBM's Watson services to build more intelligent artificial intelligence within apps. This lets iOS apps easily rely on the Watson visual recognition engine for identifying visual content, and developers can create custom models or train models with continuous learning using very little code. And for macOS High Sierra, Apple has accidentally shared release notes for macOS 10.13.4 ahead of its release, likely next week, which includes new details not discovered during the beta period. The new macOS High Sierra update will include iMessage Business Chat for Mac, which was previously unknown, just like on iOS, and external GPU support will be fully included. iMessage Business Chat will be limited to the US and Canada to start, with partners at launch including Discover, Lowe's, Hilton, and Wells Fargo. And Technogym announced today that it has deployed over 5,000 cardio workout machines that work with Apple's GymKit feature, which lets you instantly pair your watch with workout machines for syncing workout data between devices. This lets equipment like treadmills and ellipticals share speed and incline data with your Apple Watch, while your Apple Watch can share heart rate data with the machine to calculate accurate calories burned. After a workout, GymKit data is erased from the equipment, so personal data is not left behind. It's not clear exactly which TechnoGym machines work with GymKit and if these are available for consumers to purchase yet or just fitness clubs, but we've reached out to the company and we'll report back if we receive answers. And in the HomeKit space, UK retailer John Lewis has opened a giant new department store in Westfield, London that includes a dedicated HomeKit section. Customers can control real HomeKit devices with Siri and Apple's Home app on the iPhone and iPad to see HomeKit in action. John Lewis says it chose HomeKit over Google and Amazon platforms because a whopping 77% of mobile traffic to its site comes from iPhones and iPads. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates every weekday.